T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia in Wexford, North Huntington and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. All right, welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. Minus Joe today. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. Bob Walk, due to join me at the top of the hour. Talk a little Pirates as they get ready for their first exhibition game of spring training, too, if you can believe that. Coming up Saturday night at PNC Park, I'm planning on being there. I can't believe I'm actually going to be able to go to a game. I think the last game I went to was a Penguins game right before they shut down. So I'm looking forward to that. And then obviously, if things go well, and we still got ways to go yet before the opening game in St. Louis a week from Friday night. So we'll talk to Walk at 11 o'clock. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the Madden 2021 video game. The ratings are out. They're not all of them have not been officially released by EA Sports, but they've leaked out. And each team's top 10 players have been listed, as well as the 99 guy. That's called the 99 Club. That's the top rated that you can have in the Madden game, I believe, is 99. And there are four guys there. This year, I don't imagine. Well, I think you might guess three of the four. I don't know that you would guess the fourth. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is one of the 99 guys, so just signing that big deal last week. I think by far the best player in the NFL, not just best quarterback, but best player. They're already talking about a potential dynasty in Kansas City because of Mahomes, but just a great player. So he's a 99. That's fair. You knew that was coming. Aaron Donald, Penn Hill's own, Pitt's own. Aaron Donald, another 99. Already a two-time defensive player of the year. Ed Bouchette, who votes for the Hall of Fame, says Donald could retire tomorrow and he would make the Hall of Fame already. That's the type of career he's had already. The third 99, Christian McCaffrey, the Carolina running back. He just signed a big deal as well. Not Mahomes-like, but big for a running back. There's been a lot of talk in football that the running back position has been devalued. Well, not for McCaffrey. Not for McCaffrey. He's making, I think, like $17 million a year. I don't have the number right in front of me. But he's a 99 in the Madden 2021 ratings. And the fourth, this was a little bit of a surprise. He was a defensive player of the year last year, I believe, edged out T.J. Watt. Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback of the New England Patriots, the best cornerback in the league. I don't know if I would have guessed him as a 99 in the Madden Club, but he is. So there's your top four 99 Club: Mahomes, Donald, McCaffrey, Gilmore. Now let's get to the Steelers. They rank the top 10 players for each team ratings-wise. Ben Roethlisberger, not among the top 10. He's not among the top 10 quarterbacks either, but not among the Steelers' top 10. And obviously he didn't play much last year, a game and a half, so it's not real surprising he has fallen out of the top 10, even on the Steelers, but certainly among quarterbacks in the NFL. But here are the top 10 for the Steelers, and I got a little bit of problem with a couple of these things. David DeCastro, number one at 91. I'm okay with that. He's really an outstanding player. Marquise Pouncey, to me, is the best offensive lineman on the team. He came in number four, one, two, three, four, five among Steelers at 86. But I'm okay with DeCastro. I think he's a terrific guard. I just think center's a little more valuable than a guard position. That's why I have Pouncey ahead of DeCastro. So DeCastro won at 91. Cam is number two at number 90. Cam, obviously, all-pro first team last year. Two of the last 3 years, first team all-pro. Steelers in negotiations with him trying to do a long-term contract. I don't know if he'll get it before the start of this season. I can't imagine Cam playing anywhere else. But because of COVID, he might not get that contract going into the year. But I still think he's going to be here forever, finish his career here. Number three on the Steelers list, Minkah Fitzpatrick, 87. No real surprise there. The defense just took off when he joined the team last year, coming over in the trade from Miami, third game of the year. The defense just looked night and day different when Minkah Fitzpatrick was in it. Number four on the list, a little bit of a surprise considering he didn't play last year. Stephon Tuitt, what did he play, five or six games? 87, same as Minkah Fitzpatrick. Everybody recognizes Tuitt's ability. There's no question there. There's no question how great he is, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and that's been an issue. Tuitt number four at 87. Pouncey, as I said, number five at 86. Now, we're halfway through the Steelers' list of top tens. Have you noticed the name isn't listed there yet? How about T.J. Watt, 86? Guy could have been the defensive player of the year in the NFL last year. He was that good. He was that significant to the Steelers' defense. Number six, and he's actually tied for number six, which is I have a little bit of a beef with this. Juju is tied for number six at 86, the point, 86 value, 86. Juju, Watt, who's more valuable? Who had a better year? Watt, much better than Juju last year. Juju, you know, the last 2 years has fumbled away playoff spots for the Steelers. The Baltimore game overtime last year, the New Orleans game, the Saints game the year before. He has a chance to be really good with Ben coming back. I don't know that I put him in the same category with T.J. Watt. All right, number eight, guy you haven't even seen in a Steelers uniform yet, Eric Ebron, 84. Another guy with a lot of talent, has had some issues, but incredibly talented and looking forward to playing with Ben. Number nine, Joe Hayden, 83 on the list, a terrific cornerback. I thought Steven Nelson was almost just as good as Hayden last year, but Hayden makes the list at 83, and Steven Nelson doesn't make the top 10. And then number 10, rounding out the list, this one surprised me a little bit because I don't think the Steelers' offensive line had that good of a year, yet three of their guys are in the top 10 on the team. Al Villanueva comes in at 82. So DeCastro number one, Pouncey number five, Al number 10 among Steelers, and T.J. Watt is tied for sixth with Juju. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I would love to hear what you think about these Madden 21 ratings. The players are conscious of them. I think the game fans are conscious of them. The fantasy football fans are conscious of them. I would love to hear what you have to say about those ratings. T.J. Watt tied with Juju only for sixth best on the team. 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. Again, it's 412-928-9370. I would love to hear what you have to say about those ratings. Bob Walk, we're going to talk some Pirates at the top of the hour, but I set aside some time to talk about these Madden ratings, and I would love to hear from you. 412-928-9370. All guests on The Fan come to you on the courtesy of Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitas. I'm going to step aside. We got a colony update coming, and then your calls on Madden 2021, the ratings involving the Steelers. And how about the top four? 99 Club, Mahomes, Donald, McCaffrey and Stephon Gilmore. Your thoughts. Be back in a flash, Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.